This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russian forces are trying to hide their crimes in Mariupol, says the mayor. New satellite images show what appear to be mass graves near Mariupol. Officials say Russia buried thousands of civilians to hide the slaughter that's been taking place there. The U.S. is sending more weapons to Ukraine, and its president is saying thank you.
Saying it was just what we were waiting for, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the United States Thursday night for the new $800 million package of military aid. In his nightly address to the nation, Zelensky urged Ukraine's partners to speed the delivery of weapons that he said Ukraine needs to bring peace closer. President Joe Biden announced a new tranche of security assistance to Ukraine Thursday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The New York Times has posted audio in which it says House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is heard telling colleagues shortly after the Capitol insurrection that he would urge then-President Trump to resign. The AP's Norman Halls got more.
Leader McCarthy is heard telling the other lawmakers that he would tell Trump that an impeachment would likely pass and that he would recommend that the president should resign. After the Times published the story describing the conversation earlier Thursday, McCarthy had released a statement calling it totally false and wrong. The Times report was adapted from an upcoming book, This Will Not Pass, Trump, Biden, and the Battle for America's Future. It was written by Times reporters Jonathan Martin and Alexander Burns. Norman Hall, Washington.
Hundreds of firefighters are battling several wildfires in Arizona and New Mexico. They're bracing for the return of fierce winds. Officials in Shanghai, China's biggest city, are promising to ease COVID controls that are limiting food supplies. This is AP News. It may soon get more expensive for you to borrow money. The AP's Ben Thomas with what the Fed chair is saying.
In an IMF World Bank panel discussion, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said taming inflation is essential.
Economies don't work without price stability. We need that to have a strong labor market for an extended period of time. We need it for financial stability, so we must do that.
Powell noted the Fed's last cycle of interest rate hikes from 2004 to 2006 were quarter point increases.
Inflation was a little over 3%. So inflation is much higher now, and our policy rate is still more accommodative than it was then.
And with inflation at its highest in more than 40 years,
it is appropriate, in my view, to be moving a little more quickly. And I also think there's something in the idea of front-end loading whatever accommodation one thinks is appropriate.
The Fed's next policy meeting comes in early May. Analysts are expecting a half-point increase in the federal funds rate. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.